This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news headlines first. National Assembly endorses Appropriation Bill 2022 with majority. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa says universities should contribute to nation's development by producing skilled human resources. 71st birth anniversary of People's Leader late Madan Bhandari being observed across the country today. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharga clarifies Nepal will not enter into any strategic alliance that is against Nepal's national interest and policy of non-alignment. And at least 16 people die in a missile strike on a shopping center in the Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa has said that the role of the universities is pivotal for producing capable human resources for the development of the country. Addressing the 5th Senate of Rashtri Janak University, Prime Minister Dewa, who is also the Chancellor of the university, said producing capable and skilled human resources was the need of the hour. The National Assembly has endorsed the Appropriation Bill 2022 with the majority of votes. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma had proposed the bill for its endorsement in yesterday's meeting of the Upper House. Likewise, a proposal seeking deliberations on the Finance Bill 2022, Bill to Raise National Debt 2022, and Debit and Bill 2022 25th Amendment was unanimously accepted by the National Assembly. Meanwhile, line ministers responded to the concerns raised over the ministry-wise deliberations under the Appropriation Bill 2022. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the government had forwarded programs to make the socio-economic activities techno-friendly. He added that the government had stressed the implementation of the digital framework to materialize the concept of Digital Nepal. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand pledged to forward the citizenship bill in consensus with all the political parties. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma stressed the need for mobilizing resources and capital in an integrated manner to strengthen the country's economy. Finance Minister Sharma added that an incentive policy had been forwarded to discourage imports by increasing exports and domestic production. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharga said that the relations with friendly countries had been further expanded after the formation of the present government. He made it clear that the exchanges of bilateral visits expanded the ties further and nothing had been done during the visit that undermined Nepal's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Foreign Affairs Minister informed the Upper House that the government had been making constant efforts for resolving the border issues between Nepal and India, including the border problem at Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhura. Likewise, Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Rajendra Shrestha stated that the endorsement of the Federal Civil Service Employees Act would help enhance the employees' confidence and minimize corruption in the administration. Physical Infrastructure Transport Minister Renu Kumari Yadav admitted that the road construction had failed to meet the target due to various factors including the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Pampa Busal said that the government was conducting a campaign to promote the use of domestic electricity. The Energy Minister added that the full electrification would be carried out in Province No. 1, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces within the next 2 years. President Vidyadevi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to 4 newly appointed ministers amid a ceremony held at the President's office in Sital Niwas yesterday. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Shrestha, Minister for Urban Development Meetmani Chowdhury, Minister for Health and Population Pawani Prasad Khapung and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sherbadur Kuwar took the oath of office from the President. Following the swearing-in ceremony, Prime Minister Sharbada Dewa, in the presence of President Bhandari, administered the oath of office and secrecy to State Minister for Health and Population, Hira Chandra KC. The newly appointed ministers assumed the office yesterday itself. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has appointed the ambassador of Nepal to the United Kingdom, Gyan Chandracharya, also as the non-resident ambassador to Ireland. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president confirmed the appointment. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division has directed hospitals to remain on high alert, citing the possibility of an outbreak of cholera infection in the Kathmandu Valley. Director of the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Chuman Lal Das, informed the Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives that 12 cases of cholera infection had been detected in the Kathmandu Valley so far. He added that 8 cholera patients had been discharged from hospitals after recovery, while 4 were receiving treatment at various hospitals in the valley. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division Director added that the bacteria of cholera were detected in waters at Dili Bajar, Bagh Bajar, Sanepa and Budanil Kanta areas. He also informed that the division found polluted waters in various water pumps, jars and even in the water distributed by the Kathmandu Valley Drinking Water Limited. After carrying out sample test, he said test would be carried out in water sources outside the Kathmandu Valley as well. The first case of cholera in Kathmandu Valley was reported on the 19th of June. Today is the birth anniversary of communist Ida Dog and the then General Secretary of CPN-UML, Madan Bhandari. Called lovingly as the people's leader, Madan Bhandari was born on Asar 14, 2009 Bikram Samvat in Dhunge Sangu village of Tablejung district in the eastern part of Nepal. He had started his political journey in 1972 after he became a central committee member of the Janabadi Sanskritik Morcha, a student movement established by another senior communist leader, Pushpalal. People's leader Bhandari died in a tragic car accident in Dastunga in Chitwan on 16th May 1993. When Bhandari started his political journey, the country was under the autocratic Panchayat regime. The absolute monarchy had curtailed the fundamental rights of the people, and the freedom of expression and assembly were forbidden by the constitution that was imposed after dissolving an elected government a decade ago. Seeing the injustices caused to the common Nepali people under the despotic regime, Bhandari initiated his political journey with the aspiration of establishing a socialist state that would ensure freedom and social justice for all citizens. When democracy was reinstated in the country in 1990, Bhandari continued his struggle for a free and fair society. Seeing that only updated and pragmatic version of Marxism that suited the Nepali context would liberate the masses from backwardness and exploitation, Bhandari propounded the people's multi-partied democracy. Madan Bhandari was called the people's leader mainly for his incorruptible image and his strong oration skills that attracted hundreds and thousands of followers. Bhandari's people's multi-party democracy was also the guiding force behind the formation of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 16 people have died in a missile strike on a shopping center in the Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some 1,000 civilians were estimated to be inside the busy mall at the time of the attack. The leaders of the G7 group of richest nations who are meeting in Germany condemned the attack as abominable. Russia has been blamed for the attack, which also injured at least 59 people. There are fears that the death toll will continue to rise. Pictures online showed the building engulfed in flames and thick black smoke billowing into the sky. At least 40 people believed to be migrants have reportedly been found dead in a lorry on the outskirts of San Antonio, Texas. According to one local news outlet, at least 16 people have also been taken to hospital in varying condition. According to the BBC, images posted to social media showed a significant number of emergency responders surrounding the large truck. Leaders of the world's seven richest nations have promised to support Ukraine for as long as it takes on the second day of a summit in Germany. In a statement, the G7 group also said that Russia must stop blocking food from leaving Ukraine's ports. Addressing the summit via video link, Ukrainian president appealed for more heavy weapons from Western allies. The G7 leaders, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States, have been joined in Bavaria, Germany, by two representatives from the European Union. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 28.4 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 20 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Assembly endorses Appropriation Bill 2022 with majority. Prime Minister Shehbaz Dewa says universities should contribute to nation's development by producing skilled human resources. 71st birth anniversary of People's Leader late Madan Bhandari being observed across the country today. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narin Kharga clarifies Nepal will not enter into any strategic alliance that is against Nepal's national interest and policy of non-alignment. And at least 16 people die in a missile strike on a shopping center in the Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.